You're listening to KVCU Boulder, and thanks to Jessica taking us out on kind of a nice one there. Here we go with the old Route 78 West theme song. Oh yeah, here we are again. It's Uncle Jeff sitting, I think, solo today. I think Loki's out in Fruta with the headless chicken ceremonies with Crispy the Clown. Anyway, we're going to play kind of a mellish set here and see where we go. And I'm just getting back from Moab myself, so a little disjunctive, a little disjointed. Still smell like wood smoke. That's always a good thing. And this studio kind of helps with the atmosphere and the fungus smell of Radio 1190's studios. Anyway, get it started here with some Sadies. They're one of my favorite bands that I didn't know about a long time ago. And just saw them last year with the Jayhawks and pretty much did it for me. So without further ado, as I'm reaching over to the CD, I'm going to hear their track. Should have been a hit. It's called A Number One. I think it's named after the steak sauce.
Thank you.
there you have it. Nice little short set, actually 15 minutes of it, all instrumentals, and kind of thinking that that's the way we're going to go for a while here. Just never did an all-instrumental show, and I was kind of thinking it'd be fun to maybe do an hour of it or something. Started out with the Sadies with A Number One, that's coming off a Bloodshot release. Then Richmond Fontaine with The Great Pedal Steel. Paul Brainerd there, Valediction is the last song on that record. And then one that the doctor, good Doc Martin, gave me, doesn't have a title or anything. It's just Meteor Volume 1, Hillbilly Stuff, Track 4. So I don't know what that is, but it's definitely pretty warbly. And it's kind of cool that they put it out. It's sort of one of these things, B-side of a 45, I'm sure. And Bashful Brother Oswald, that's new to me and new to the show here, Route 78 West. And that was pretty cool. Bashful Brother Oswald was a pedal steel player. Played on a lot of the Nashville stuff in the 60s, and that's Beneath the Willow off of one of his solo releases on Starday. And then Al Dexter following up with Sundown Polka seemed to relate and sort of fit in there. So we got some John Fee in the background. I think I'm going to creep that up, and then we're going to keep going on the instrumental bent for a little while and kind of just take it easy, I guess. Be one of the slower shows for a while. Promise that we'll get into some honky-tonk towards the end. And you are listening to Route 78 West, Radio 1190, Boulder, Colorado. It's about all you need to know. Thank you. All right, there you have a nice long set, instrumentals, all kind of, you know, basically kind of a combination of things here going on. I got a little Webb in the background. I'm going to shift gears here and do a little bit of John Fee in the background. Let's see if that comes in. There we go. All right, we had a long set there, starting off with some John Fee. It was Revelation on the Banks of the Pawcatucket. And then Blue Stingrays did a really cool track there, which is over here on this thing. Lord of Final. Oh, that was Moon Over Catalina was what that was. And we did Little Roy Wiggins and Nightwalk. That Little Roy Wiggins, another Nashville player coming from about 1964 on the Stardate label. And then kicked in with some more of that Blue Stingrays because I was really getting into that. That was Malibu Babylon, which was kind of an interesting cross between a couple styles of surf stuff. And then came in with Webb Pierce and Stealing the Mood, which is a classic if there ever was. The steel guitar back before it had the pedals on it. Shot Jackson. And Al Dexter followed up on that with Guitar Polka, which is a nice one coming from 1941. That's an old one. So Texas-based, a little bit of Czech influence there. I'm going to bring up the Fee again. I think I like this style. We're going to keep going to instrumentals just for the first hour, and then I'm going to get on track with some more up-tempo stuff. But hopefully you're sitting back and relaxing, nice day today, and I'm just kind of in a frame of mind where this is where I want to be. Thank you. All right, that's a nice set again. Surf music mixed in with some Western stuff. It's kind of a frame of mind I'm in today. I'm just doing some instrumentals just to see kind of what it feels like to do that. And started out with John Faye, Poor Boy, great old track off Transformations, Mind Your Death. Had a real nice one there, one of my favorites. This is all Latin surf stuff, Lenny and the Thundertones, coming out of L.A., 1965, The Moon Over Mancura. And we went into Jerry Bird doing Hilo. That was kind of a slide ukulele style stuff coming from the 60s, Nashville. And then way back to the 30s for the High Flyers and the Alamo Polka, early instrumental, 78, kind of like that one. And then kicked in with the Sentinels and Latina, just because it seemed like a nice fit after that. And I don't know, we had a good call. One of the guys out there listening just mentioned Blue Stingrays actually had some of the members of Tom Petty's backing band in there, and I was checking that on the net just to make sure, and sure enough, Mike Campbell was one of the main guitar players in that band. Has always been a great kind of tasty player. Don't hear too much Tom Petty on 1190, but some of the stuff there is pretty solid, and kind of nice to see he knows his surf music inside out. I was listening to these Blue Stingray tracks, never knew that, so it's one of those things. Sometimes you gotta burn some CDs, you don't really take the time to learn what's going on. So thanks again for the call there, and just because of that, we'll play you one here. I got one queued up. It's probably my favorite of all the Blue Stingray tracks. It's Goldfinger. It's pretty hot. So stick around. We'll be back 5 o'clock, 5:48 here, Route 78 West. And about 6, we'll probably get back into gear. So enjoy this while it lasts. We'll be right back. it's time to send us out of this instrumental set here. Uncle Jeff flying solo today on Route 78 West and kind of taking it easy. I don't know. We haven't done a set like this ever in 3 or 4 years we've been doing this show. So I figured it's kind of fun just to put some instrumental pieces together and non-related stuff and see how it worked. And hopefully you guys out there that are still listening or enjoying that stuff. So started off that set with Goldfinger, the Blue Stingrays, classic James Bond, and follow that up with one of the ones that I like playing this stuff, but I don't play too many of these guys. Jerry and the Catalinas, Away From It All. It's coming from this Latin surf comp of stuff. It's really good. And it's on the Romulan label you guys are looking for. Then we followed up with the Tornadoes doing Bustin' Surfboards, and unfortunately that's the recent version of that, so it's kind of a band that was gone for 30 years, reformed in the 90s, and I don't know, it just doesn't have the feel of the early one. They have better surf sounds at the beginning and end of the track, and the drumming's still tight, but sound a little clean there. I like that old version. But just a chance to check on that. And then we followed up with some steel chimes there. Jody's Chimes is what it was called. Cousin Jody, another pedal steel player out of Nashville in the 60s, more of a session guy. And again, that was on the Starday label. And then right now I got a little fee in the background. Been using that just kind of talking over this stuff. It's sort of a criminal offense in some ways. But you got to break in at 6 o'clock and tell everybody you're listening to KVCU Boulder. It's Radio 1190. It's Boulder, Colorado. The FCC is satisfied. And I'm satisfied, too. I mean, I tend to always try to cram stuff in, and I can't get enough of it. So one last surf track. Right there it stops. I'm going to play you the greatest surf track ever recorded. It's one of these ones many times people call when I play this. So it's a real hard one to find. It's a 45, came out in 1965. It's the July 4th is the band, and it's Mr. Miff. Here it is.